or can drive. I just need to be saving up because every time the phone rings, I'm going to think, how many, where is everybody okay? And I never envisioned it being, first of all, now, as of yesterday, being the parent of two teenagers, but soon to be the parent of a teenager who is able to drive. Just wish me luck. I wish you hadn't talked to me about this. I'm sorry that this got there because I was hoping to not think about this.
And now
today.
You're sweating uncontrollably on watch670thescore.com.
Oh, great. Good thing Matt Miller is going to join us next to talk potential NFL draftees. We'll be able to help out John and Phil and all these guys who are concerned about fixing the Bears. The guy who really can do it, who's paid to scout these people, is next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak, looking for something to do over holiday break. The Wolves are home for four games at Allstate Arena, including Saturday versus Rockford. Make sure to arrive early for the indoor fireworks show. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for more information. The Bulls have lost their last two games, and they've got another tough matchup tonight. They will head up north to face the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee beat the Bulls in the last two meetings between these two teams, one of which came on December 15th. In football, Bears head coach John Fox met with the media today. Could be one of the last times we get to hear from old Foxy.
I don't worry about it. I've never had a job of trouble getting employment in this league, and I'm not going to start worrying about it now.
The Bears close out the season Sunday versus Minnesota. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians responded to a report that came out today stating that he and Arizona were parting ways. Arians called the report, quote, fake news. In college, three bowl games today. Currently in progress in the heart of Dallas Bowl, Utah leading West Virginia 17-6, end of the third quarter. Later today, Duke and Northern Illinois play in the Quick Lane Bowl, and tonight the Cactus Bowl features UCLA and Kansas State. Finally, former Bulls point guard Marcus Teague, he's now playing for the G League's Memphis Hustle. He was removed from a flight on Christmas Eve after being accused of stealing blankets from first class. This scoreboard update brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. And this scoreboard update also brought to you by Chevrolet of Naperville. Visit ChevroletofNaperville.com today. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, kids.
Regulator, mount up. We're caught.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller of Bleacher Report is on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout and on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline right now. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Matt, we've been speculating about coaches because the Bears job appears like it is going to be open. We heard John Fox sounding like a man resigned to his fate this afternoon, and hearing talk over the weekend that was confirmed that there has been outreach on the part of the Bears, at least putting themselves out there into the coaching conversation. My question to you is, and Merry Christmas, by the way. My question is, is there anybody currently on the college level that you think might surprise us with NFL interest?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that Chris Peterson is the name that I always go back to. And maybe not like the most popular one. You know, it's not Nick Saban, it's not Urban Meyer. But I think the job that he did at Boise and then the job he's done at Washington, he's always been, in my opinion, someone that could make that transition. David Shaw at Stanford is another one, you know, who everyone has always kind of thought that this guy could handle the NFL. But for my money, I think Chris Peterson is one to keep an eye on that would be maybe a little bit of a surprise.
Do you like him as a prospect?
Yeah, I do. I think so much of what NFL head coaches have to be are CEOs. You know, it's not you know, a lot of times guys get hired because they either have a great offense or great defense. And sometimes once you get to the pros or once you get to the head coaching spot, you know, you're not even that involved in that anymore. And sure, there are, you know, guys like Sean McVay who are calling the offense and not even paying attention on defense are an exception to that rule. But I see Peterson as someone who does have a very good offense, but is able to be a top-down guy and someone who can, you know, almost be that, you know, organizational manager that you have to have. And you know, going to college to the NFL is such an incredible jump that when it's failed in the past, I always felt like it was like this, just like a hot name that you would bring in. And it would be someone who has, you know, like a great offense and is a great recruiter. But they didn't know how to run things. You know, they didn't know how to, you know, have a practice schedule or an off-season schedule or anything like that.
Mitch Trubisky actually had what I thought was a complete game in an adverse situation against a terrible football team, but their defense isn't bad. I don't want to punish Mitchell Trubisky because DeShone Kizer has no accuracy, if you understand what I'm saying. That defense is at least a representative NFL defense, and I liked the speed of his processing and able to figure out what was going on around him in some tough circumstances. Did you see similar things?
Yeah, and I liked what he did with his legs. Yeah. I thought he did a good job, you know. I think the difference for him next year is going to be, okay, when things break down or on third down, is he able to, you know, is he able to do some Carson Wentz type things where he picks up first downs with his legs? But yeah, I did think that he processed much faster, and you know, was getting to second and third progression better. And like you said, like, yes, the Browns are a very, very bad football team, but their defense, it's still an NFL defense, and Greg Williams is still a very good coordinator. And so you have to go out there and make plays against guys who, you know, have speed. I mean, you know, there's still Jabril Peppers out there. There's still Christian Kirksey out there. Myles Garrett is still out there. I mean, he had a sack on Sunday. So you still are dealing with, you know, if the Browns have a strength, it is their defense. And like you said, it's okay. Well, you know, they can't do anything offensively, but I thought Mitch did a good job just handling what was thrown at him, because it is a difficult defense to play against. And they are young, but there's a lot of speed out there on the Browns side. So just being able to handle that. And, you know, on the other side to the Bears defense, I mean, that's about as good of a day as you can have. You know, so yeah. I think you can come out of that one feeling, you know, really good about how some young guys played. You know, Kwiatkowski played great at middle linebacker.
Yeah, you know what? He actually, he turned his hips better than I've seen him, because I've always looked at him as a run-down player, as a downhill-type player. I'm not saying he's John Timu, but I've always thought that he would have a role on a team primarily as a guy who is subbed out for pass coverage. But I'm willing to be open-minded about that.
Yeah, he did some of that at the Senior Bowl when, you know, was it 2 years ago when I saw him there, and thought, okay, well, he can actually flip and move a little bit more than you expect. So I think he's someone to watch moving forward. You know, both safeties played really well again. You know, they're building blocks on defense, and obviously, you know, Hicks is one. You know, you'd hope that Floyd can be coming back off injury, but whomever the new D coordinator is, they're going to have something to work with.
From a scout's perspective, I'm curious about how you look at this time of year in the NFL in particular, and how that informs what you look at in college players. Because, and this was something we discussed a little earlier on the show, that guys coming off a practice squad, guys who've been practicing all year but who have avoided the weekly car crashes, are feeling great, moving great. They're more spry than maybe a more talented player who's taken more of an NFL pounding. So somebody who might be an undrafted free agent or a late pick or somebody plucked off another practice squad who all of a sudden isn't just active but is seeing meaningful time, what do you learn from that performance that might affect the way you look at somebody in a similar position at the collegiate level, thinking this is going to be, you know, next year's guy, the guy that shows up in December and you say, oh, well, yeah, there's that guy. That's pretty good. But it's a function of how fresh they are when other guys are beaten up.
Yeah. Or, yeah, like you said, that you're playing, you know, end of the year. So you're not, like, you're not playing the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, or, you know, you're not playing the full speed Patriots offense, things
right,
like that. So you do have to be careful. And one of the things that I love about the bowl games, other than you normally get good matchups, is that you do get guys about a month off. Like, they're probably a little healthier now than they were 4 weeks ago. And so having that opportunity to see, you know, like today, it's unfortunate, and I understand why he's not playing, but like Josh Rosen's not playing tonight. It would have been great to have seen him a month out.
I'm with Josh Rosen. I'm with him. No way. Sorry.
No more free hits. I get it. But like just for that, you know, to see a guy completely healthy, or like seeing Josh Allen in the bowl game, you know, seeing him healthy, it definitely changed people's opinion of him. But yeah, I'm with you on the Josh Rosen thing. Pretty much from beginning to end with him, you know, on not playing this week, not wanting to go to the Browns, you know, trying to control his destiny a little bit. I'm on board with all that.
There is another game today, and we spend, or at least I know people on the station spend time throughout college football season fending off angry texters and people on Twitter. Why aren't you talking about Northern Illinois? Look at their record. Look what they're doing to the MAC. They're going to beat Toledo again. They're going to another bowl game. Best team in the state. And there's a lot of that that goes on. So to help those people out on a day when, why not? We've got the Huskies taking on Duke in Detroit, and both of these programs have produced NFL players. You look around rosters, you see Duke, you see NIU. Is there anybody out there you're watching?
Shockingly enough, there are, yes. NIU has corner, Larry, the small guy, probably nickel corner, probably a late-round pick, but I will definitely be watching him. And then the tight end, Shane Wyman, I think is his name. We'll definitely have to keep an eye on him. Probably, again, a late-round pick. And then Duke, you know, everyone that I have for Duke is actually, I have like an undrafted free agent grade on, except for, everyone. So their center, Austin Davis, would be my highest graded guy. But, I mean, there's a chance that there's, you know, three or four players on the field today who are going to play in the NFL next season.
Did I see correctly that Baker Mayfield has committed to the Senior Bowl, and is that significant?
You did see correctly. It is significant. I don't know that he can go down there and help his stock necessarily, because I feel like he's plateaued, you know, he's probably a top 15, top 20 pick right now. But it is, I think it says a lot about his character and his personality that he's going to go down there and compete, and that he's not going to shy away from anything, which is probably, you know, what you would expect for a kid like that. But I'm just excited for the media storm that's going to happen around him. It's going to be crazy. I wasn't there the year Tebow was there, but I've heard that it was unreal, and I think it'll probably be the same this year.
Do you watch the way he responds to what you call the media storm? I know that there are some NFL teams that watch it very carefully, because for a quarterback, it's much more meaningful as a face of the franchise, which is a role that they have to have or not, whether or not they embrace it naturally.
Yeah, I'll watch, you know, it's sad. It's almost like you watch everything they do all week, and you're like a private detective, but I think that the people at the Senior Bowl also do a good job of compartmentalizing. Like the guys have such short media availability every day that, you know, it's not like a free for all. There won't be a scrum around him. I'm sure that, you know, if they make a run, you know, if they end up going to the national championship game, I would be surprised if he turns around and, what is that, 3 weeks after plays in the game. But it'll be cool if he's there just to do the weigh in and just to see how he does interact with teammates and how he interacts with NFL coaches. And I think that's probably the biggest thing for him, is seeing, okay, let's get you out of that Oklahoma offense and let's see you make some throws. You know, you're into a three-step drop and throw opposite hash. Let's see how that looks, because we don't get to see you do that a whole lot in college.
And Mason Rudolph there too, right? I don't know if that's something that we expected at the beginning of the season, that he would be as accepting of that invite as we thought.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great for him spot for him, because, again, I think the key for guys like that is get them out of the scheme, because so much has been said about, oh, you're just a spread quarterback. And so for Rudolph, let's get you out of that and see how well you throw the ball. It's, you know, guys like Rudolph are going to fall under the radar, because if Baker's there, he's going to get the spotlight. So it should be an environment where they can just go down and play ball. And that could really, really help some guys. You know, I've told you before, you know, seeing Derek Carr there, seeing Carson Wentz there, the guys who made themselves a ton of money in that week just by showing teams what they can do and how comfortable they were and what type of leaders they were. So for someone like Mason Rudolph, I think it's a really, really good platform for him, just because of the type of quarterback that he is. You know, he's not this athlete like Baker who's going to run around and make crazy plays. You know, he's just going to, you know, he's a drop back pocket passer and who has a decent arm. So it could be a pretty dang good week for him.
I wonder what the success of Case Keenum has done for some of those guys we're talking about, these high volume, big number collegiate spread guys who have to prove themselves in just the right spots and right places. And as soon as Case Keenum got a coach, apparently it seemed to know what to do with him. He was able to, undersized and lacking the classic arm that we expect, still pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's like Luke Falk at Washington State, same guy. You know, it's,
okay.
Mike Leach, super high volume. But, yeah, if you put him in the right spot, like put him in a West Coast offense, it can work. And I think Case Keenum's a case in point of it. Jared Goff is, like Jimmy Garoppolo to some extent probably is. Like when you just put a guy in a perfect situation, and it's kind of beautiful to just watch it flourish. And then on the other side, you know, you get like Russell Wilson and his offense, and it's so frustrating to watch all that talent wasted.
Or you get somebody like Bryce Petty, who ended up exactly what scouts said,
yep.
And despite the fact that he had ridiculous numbers, all that talent around him, and he was making highlight throws, he still, to this point, has not figured out what he's doing.
Yeah, no, and I think that'll always be a knock on him. It's just a guy who has no elite traits and is, you know, like you said with Mitch looked faster this week processing. Petty's always going to be a slow processor and great guy, like a really good guy, you know, but is probably going to top out as a third quarterback in the NFL.
We always appreciate you joining us and wish you we'll get to talk to you before the new year, I think. So
yeah.
I will not wish you a happy new year yet. You get your Merry Christmas and that's all you get from me, Matt Miller.
Sounds good, man. Merry Christmas. It was good talking to you.
You too. Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout on Twitter. The segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. Bottom of the hour, we're going to do In Other News. I've got some sports stuff, and I have a movie review. I saw a movie over the weekend I was not looking forward to seeing because I start to read reviews ahead of time. All I will tell you is I was pleasantly surprised, and I don't know if I'm a neutral opinion on this, but I went in really dreading it and came away having enjoyed it.
Did you get your review from David Schuster before you saw the movie?
From David Schuster? I did not.
Okay. All right. That's what you should do, because he's notorious for movie reviews if you haven't.
Why?
You don't listen to weekend programming?
Does he
a lot of movie reviews on weekend programming.
Okay. And when you say...
He goes to a lot of movies, Dan.
Really?
He does. A few a week.
I think it's expensive.
Yeah. It's real expensive.
I will say, though, that Arclight Cinema is very, very nice. They do a really good soft pretzel there. Like sometimes, you know, you get one like the ballpark one where it's been hanging on this thing like came out all toasty and like they basted it with some kind of buttery stuff on it. It was really a high end pretzel, which it's the kind of thing where you don't really appreciate it because you're used to the one you get at like Allstate Arena or whatever before a concert or something. But remember the scene in Pulp Fiction when Harvey Keitel takes a sip of the coffee after Quentin Tarantino's character says, my wife buys the crap, I buy the good coffee, and then you forget about it, and then he gives you a coffee, a lot of cream, a lot of sugar, and he takes the sip, and then there's a pause, and he kind of looks over at Tarantino like he recognizes that it actually is good coffee. I did one of those double takes when I was with my kid, like, hey, give me a chunk of the pretzel. I take it back, ooh, wait a second.
You've had the giant artisan pretzel at Wrigley, yeah? The one that comes in like the pizza box?
I have not.
It's pretty much the only good food item they have there.
An artisan? But see, I'm allergic to the term artisan. I'll read it in the ad copy when I get it. I still don't know exactly what it means. I think it is a presumptuous and pretentious modifier used to confer some kind of elite nature to any product. Then you imagine, who are the artisans that are actually designing and or making it?
You've never gone to Wicker Park and got yourself an artisan ice cube in your specialty cocktail?
I've not.
Okay. I think it's just a hipster pre-qualifier. It's a fluffer word.
It's a complete fluffer word.
Yeah. It means nothing.
This is artisan bread. No, I'm looking at you. I'm watching you make the bread. You're not an artisan. Like, you're not wearing, like, I'm picturing you holding, like, with a beret and a wry mustache. Although, for if you're baking, you want to have a rye mustache.
It's 2017. You can identify as whatever kind of artisan you want.
Okay. It just, it's one of those words that's it's a button pusher for me. This isn't just water. It's artisan water.
An artisan is a worker in a skilled trade, especially one that involves making things by hand.
Captain
by
Dictionary definition. Over here.
By definition. So really, you guys are both wrong. Anybody could be an artisan.
And the 630 has says, you liked blank, didn't you? You got me. I will cop to liking a movie, but I'm going to qualify that by saying I don't think it was a good movie. Yet I have to be honest about my feelings about it, and I think I can do a decent job explaining why. And we're also going to play...
Daddy's Home 2?
No. Oh, no. We're going to play a America's favorite game show, Find That Curmudgeon. Because, and we did this before with another Chicago Tribune list. But I saw this list, and I just put your name on it. All I asked, initials, we see down below who the contributors are to your lists. Put the initials on there. Own it.
Notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
Because you've allowed me to try to think of who thought of this, and it's not fair to the others involved who might not have been involved. So next time you do these compiled lists and they say, oh, these were put together by this group, each one of these little bullet points, give me the initials. Like when you read, say, the movie reviews in The Reader or the theater reviews, they will give you the initials of the actual reviewer. That's what they should do here. That's all I ask. That's coming up with In Other News at the bottom of the hour on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I don't know what the hell the Bulls are. I really don't know what's going on. And I count myself as a diehard Bulls fan. And the majority of us were on board with losing and being the worst team in the NBA this year. Seven straight wins is not part of that plan.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Chris Moore with a CBS Sports Minute. Interesting and unfortunate situation in Miami as loyal baseball fans around South Beach and South Florida face the prospect of a hot summer without any hot prospects. Once the king of New York, Derek Jeter, well, he's become the Grinch of South Florida, and there are fewer that have gone from revered to reviled so fast. Jeter, now the CEO of the Marlins, has himself in a predicament we have rarely seen in baseball, where the inmates are threatening to run the asylum by basically demanding to be let off the sinking ship. Now, baseball knew radical change needed to come to save that franchise, but I doubt they realized the revolt within the club once the purge began. So how does it play out? Well, your guess is as good as mine, but it'll be worth watching as we've never seen anything quite like it. I'm Chris Moore.
The best-kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best-kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
Right now, your Hyundai dealers have the best deals of the season. But only if you make the nice list.
Is that a legal caveat? Because I'm pretty sure I made the naughty list.
Well, we on the nice list get nice things. Like an available panoramic sunroof on the Tucson.
Seems to me that available turbocharged engine leads more toward naughty.
Well, having available Blue Lane connected car service on the new Sonata is super nice.
Sure, just like three available driving modes, including that mischievous sport mode on the Santa Fe Sport.
Okay.
Naughty or nice, there's a Hyundai for everyone. Get some of the best deals of the season on select models at the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, going on now. Hurry in and lease the 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. Offers end 1/2/18. Call 877-248-1585 for more details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterback.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Libra, your relationship remains important, but a slight shift may make you lose your balance. Scorpio, in your career, be on the lookout and avoid those opportunities that are nothing more than dead ends. Sagittarius, your week's all about partnerships. With some help, you can accomplish twice as much. Capricorn, get your chores out of the way now. Your next week may bring a big new project. Aquarius, a romantic link has been brewing, and it may jump up a new level this week. And Pisces, work and employment can grow, but you have to take those risks now. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
600 tonight. Join The Score's Julie DeCaro and Maggie Hendricks at Keefe's Reef in McHenry from 6 to 10 p.m. for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter to win 2018 Bears tickets, pick up some Score swag, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Auerbach. All right, so correct me if I'm wrong, Shane Reardon. My belief is several cuts from this album Dan Auerbach, of course, of the Black Keys and his side project, The Arcs. This sounds to me like solo George Harrison.
I don't really know what George Harrison solo sounds like because I'm not very cultured.
The chord progression.
That's what I thought it was.
The major the acoustic guitar major chord progression in this reminds me a great deal of I Got My Mind Set on You by George Harrison. And there are a couple other cuts from this album that also hit me similarly, and I don't know if it is a meaningful homage and a meant homage, purposeful, or it just so happens. That I don't know if I'm and I have not researched this, but every time I hear this song "Shine on Me," you could actually kind of sing along with "I Got My Mind Set on You" by the former Beatle George Harrison.
The Tennessee. Oh, an ad just popped up.
Oh!
Modern day journalism. The Tennessean. I'm assuming that is a newspaper in Tennessee.
It is the paper of record in Nashville.
Dan Auerbach's new album is a quote love letter to Nashville. And it does mention George Harrison. Sorry, I lost it. The album's first single, Shine On Me, which we just played, may be the sunniest slice of pop he's ever recorded, with a guitar work from Knopfler, whoever the heck that is.
Mark Knopfler?
Whoever.
Whoa.
Guitar work from Knopfler.
Hold on a second. You are a music guy.
Not really.
Okay, but either way, I think you have decent taste.
Yeah, I have good taste.
You have good taste.
You
should know who Mark Knopfler is.
I will do some Knopfler listening.
Mark Knopfler is a terrific guitarist, known for not using a pick, by the way. And he's the leader of Dire Straits. He also scored the movie Princess Bride, among others. And he's worked, I want to say, with Emmylou Harris and done a lot of countryside projects as well. And I could be right. I don't know if it's Emmylou Harris. I know there's some prominent female performer with whom he put out a terrific album.
Do you just assume Shane is a music guy because he looks the way that he does?
No, but there's a lot of decent music that I know he likes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's not Jay Zawoski, but...
With guitar work from Knopfler.
Whoa. Why?
All he listens to is, like, folky country. Like,
what's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but he's a one-genre kind of guy.
I don't think that's true.
I think to be a music guy, you have to dabble in and out of different area codes.
He likes Led Zeppelin.
I don't think that's true about Jay. I think that's selling Jay very short. I'd be the first to crap on Jay if I felt it was necessary or deserved. But I think Jay's a legit music guy.
I'm trying to pay off your ear here, Dan.
Yeah.
With guitar work from Knopfler and a hook that might remind you of George Harrison's cover of "Got My Mind Set on You." Boom. There you go.
Okay. Well, maybe it's not that big a deal then, but it actually did remind me of that. Okay. You heard from Kevin Zipak. You're going to hear more from him, and then we're going to do In Other News.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Looking for something to do over holiday break? The Chicago Wolves are home for 4 games at Allstate Arena, including Saturday versus Rockford. Make sure to arrive early for the indoor fireworks show. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for more information. Here in town, one team in action tonight. It's the Bulls. 2 losses in a row for Fred Hoiberg's team following their 7-game winning streak. Tonight they're up north in Milwaukee to take on the Bucks. Football, Bears head coach John Fox addressed the media today. Could be one of the final times. He says he's not too worried about his job security. Bears close out the season Sunday in Minnesota. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians has denied a report saying that he and the team are parting ways at the end of the season. And the Patriots are signing former Steelers linebacker James Harrison. In college, there are 3 bowl games today. Utah currently leading West Virginia in the Heart of Dallas Bowl, 27-6 Utes in that one. In about a half an hour, Duke and Northern Illinois kick off in the Quick Lane Bowl, and tonight in the Cactus Bowl, UCLA and Kansas State. Finally, hockey, Blackhawks off once again. They're not back out on the ice until Thursday night in Vancouver. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery located on Illinois Street in Chicago. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo!
He was
was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean and the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600, and all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
I mentioned I was dreading going to see Pitch Perfect 3 over the weekend, but it's a tradition in our family on Christmas. It's my son's birthday. He gets to pick the movie, and because he's already seen Star Wars, and we knew the whole family would enjoy Pitch Perfect 3. Now, full disclosure, I'm a bit of a Bella's fanboy, going back to the first movie, which I absolutely loved, and the second movie, which I absolutely detested. And I saw the initial reviews for the third movie and thought, ooh, boy. Well, here's the deal. And I got to, this is, to be honest with myself, I know the movie's, for lack of a better term, bad. As an actual freestanding work of cinematic art, I'm not going to argue that it's worthy of any awards or that the plot makes sense. But here's the good news. First of all, it knows it's bad. Everybody involved seems to be doing it with a wink, as if they know why they're there, and they're in the writing. There are all kinds of self-references to what is being said or done or how. That's one. So that it redeems it when it doesn't take itself too seriously, and it knows that everybody is there for a few well-thought-out musical numbers. And just enough of spending time with people that you've come to enjoy over the years. Second of all, having Rebel Wilson in a movie can save any scene because you can tell which takes were complete ad-libs. And I know that she could be a nightmare to direct because she's never actually reading her written lines, and they want to balance her. It's like coaching Brett Favre, where I imagine you say, no, wait, what are you watching? Tariq Cohen return a punt? And that's probably what a director feels like doing a comic scenes with Rebel Wilson, where you say, no, okay, fine, cut, print it, that's the one we're using. And you could tell that there were several scenes where she just bailed out really terrible dialogue. Another reason I enjoyed it is the music returned to being more a cappella based like the first one, and not as noisy, overproduced, loud like it was in the second one, when it was really dancey and dance clubby and it got weird. I wanted to have no spoilers here, like it matters in this. But what I wanted was there's a great riff off scene where, and they actually make a reference to it about the riff-offs, why they keep challenging people to riff-offs where they always lose. And I want to say that Becca said something about that, Anna Kendrick's character, Becca. But there's a country band, there's like an all-girl emo punk band, and there's a hip-hop duo. And it made for a great riff-off using the different genres, and I was hoping for more of that I didn't get that much of. Also, on the negative side, John Lithgow, has he ever underplayed anything? Like everything's got to be just, I don't know how he has any teeth left with all the scenery that he's chewed over the years. And by all accounts, a great guy, everybody loves him, and a very, very successful actor. But just once, just lay back in a scene and let it come to you. Let the game come to you just once. And maybe I'm missing a role. Maybe there's something that I did that was quiet and nuanced and smoldering. But Gary Oldman, he is not, because everything is. The most important thing about redeeming a bad movie, if you're going to sit there for an hour and a half, to have a slickly photographed movie with that many really attractive people in it, I'm good. You know, you're not looking at a bunch of people that look like old shoes up there, and they know it, and it's part of the allure, and that's fine. We want our movie stars to not look like real people. Although I don't know if Alexis Knapp was actually pregnant or not, but her character was, so you only saw her briefly, and I was a little disappointed in that, because as the unsung member of the Bellas, by far the sexiest member of that squad over these years, and then you see her and you realize she's not going to be a part of the movie, and you think, well, At least you don't have that for the next 90 minutes or so. Okay, own up to it, Tribune. Own up to it. In the list of the 2017 year in review, most annoying people and things, and I'm sorry I didn't make it this year, being one of the most annoying people or things in sports. But how about how about number three on this? Cubs bullpen dancing. Back to John Lithgow in Footloose, right? Wasn't that his character? Wasn't he the preacher? The decried dancing? It was Bush League and unbefitting of a defending champion. Besides, other teams came to town and did it better. Well, first of all, which is it? If you're praising the work of other teams doing it better, and some did, especially during the rain delay dance-offs they had, that's true. But you're not allowed to enjoy what other teams were doing and decry this. I mean, seriously, who put your name? Who is it? Who's the Scrooge who wrote that Cubs bullpen dancing was unbefitting of a defending champion? That would be Shane Reardon. Unbefitting of it. Meanwhile, they're probably the same people who celebrated a Bears team that did a rap video of themselves dancing before they'd even won anything. That's okay. That's celebrated. That's the stuff of Chicago sports lore. But a bullpen largely made up of guys who had nothing to do with that team, that weren't involved. They don't know. They don't care. They just liked dancing. Is that okay? That's unbefitting of a champion. What other things are unbefitting of a champion? I need that list. I need your list of things befitting a champion and things unbefitting of a champion. But look, don't tarnish the reputations of everybody else, of all the names of the entire Tribune sports staff. You know, I think I got my thoughts. Got my thoughts of who might have. But, you know, but I'm not going to say.
Rosenblum?
Nah. No. I don't think he cares. And he wouldn't use a phrase like unbefitting of a champion. Although maybe he's just trolling, which is always certainly a possibility. And that is in other news. Brought to you by Dell. Dell's small business advisors help you get the right solution. Get up to 35% off select business PCs with Intel Core processors through December. Visit Dell.com/small business or call 877-BUY-DELL. A little bit after the top of the hour, if you missed John Paxson with David Schuster for his annual Christmas appearance, there was some long-form discussion about the Bulls, about the surprising win streak, where they are, why they're there, the aftermath of the fight, the return of Zach LaVine. We're going to listen to some of that, and we're going to talk about it because Bulls are back in action tonight as they're playing the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm Dan Bernstein. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You have the score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What about the Bears? What about the Pro Bowl? God, they celebrate the greatest players in the league, and everybody is up there, and oh, it's a happy and wondrous thing. But if you're from Chicago, not so good.
Well, you're getting used to it, right? It's the third consecutive year. Unless you're an alternate, you're not going.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call this show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Live. Every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle. The best form of cardio for burning fat. Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
At onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to be other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1-2-18.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now, do you recognize that riff?
Yeah, I'm a big Knopfler guy. Everybody knows that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I recognize this song. I know Dire Straits. I just didn't know there was a Knopfler that was Dire. I don't know.
I don't know that he's particularly Dire, but this would be Mark Knopfler as your lead guitarist with him. I'd say this is an iconic riff. And underrated on this particular, the Brothers in Arms, is the drumming of longtime session guy Omar Hakim.
Yeah, that's too much for me. It's too deep for me.
What is?
Knowing who Omar Hakim is.
Omar Hakim.
Hakim.
It's a very famous drummer.
Okay.
Who also played on Sting's solo stuff. Okay. And he was on the Bring On the Night tour, the Sting supergroup that had Branford Marsalis and Kenny Kirkland and Daryl Jones. And Daryl Jones is now the bassist for the Rolling Stones.
I think you're mistaking me for music guy Danny Parkins.
Well, it's okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. I want to be able to hang.
Yeah,
I can't.
You look like you should.
I do.
You have the highest discrepancy between looking like a guy who should know music and actually knowing music.
there's that discrepancy about a lot of topics.
I don't even know it that well.
Nah.
Compared to like the XRT people who know everything. I try to get involved in those conversations and I'm out of my element. Donnie, you're out of your element. And a lot of people who know John Lithgow's work well are suggesting that he had an excellent role in his...
Hey, Bob.
Is it Bob?
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Your mic's open.
My bad. I'm screening Bob and Niles right now.
Oh, well, say no more. You don't have to apologize for that. But, yeah, lots of John Lithgow fans who are noting his more subtle performance. The fact that you can immediately name a subtle John Lithgow performance proves my point.
Lord Farquaad, I think he was in Shrek.
Again,
yeah.
Not exactly.
That was subtle.
Well, it's animated, so you have to be a little bigger. And I never appreciated the fact that he's named Lord Farquaad because of how you can say that and what it's supposed to sound like. If you say it enough, I never really got that. And then I realized it at an odd point, like, oh, his name is Lord Farquaad. And that's funny. It's Bob and Niles on the score. Merry Christmas, Bob.
Hey, I thought the Herb and the guys before Christmas, they said he doesn't think, I don't think, they didn't think, John Fox is going to stay, but you think he deserves another year?
No.
Hmm?
No, I think he's done.
Yeah?
Yes, I think he's
done. Well,
think...
let me tell you what happened to my sisters when I was over there yesterday for Christmas.
Okay.
We're eating dinner, and all of a sudden the power went out. We're trying to eat by candlelight. And then we got to open up the prison with our flashlight. They didn't hit any lights. We didn't get any power back on until about 6 or 6:30, quarter to 7, I think.
But didn't that make it kind of fun and memorable?
Yeah. Well, I was one that I'll never forget.
Right.
And I got it. I was wondering about this Blackhawk. I think you know the guy's name, but he used to wear number 13. Bob. He played with the... I think he was on the 2010 or 2010 team, but I don't think he's playing anymore. It was the Hawks anymore. They're not on this team.
Oh, and he wore number 13?
Yeah, I got his name on the back of my shirt. You know?
The 13s that I have on my list would be Alexei Zhamnov from 2000 to 2004, Daniel Carbom-Carcillo, who was there from 2012 to 2015, and then Tomas Yurko. Is it Dan?
This is number 13. He wore number 13.
Yeah, those are the 13s. Is it Dan Carcillo?
No, his name, it's an N. Ninti Dulun. Ninti, I think.
Ninti.
Oh.
Not Antti Niemi? Is it Antti Niemi you're thinking of? Bob? Bob?
I think Bob dropped his phone.
But the phone's still... Bob, are you okay? Is something going on there?
I hear the background noise.
I do too. Has somebody staged a coup? Bob?
You still there?
Yeah, what happened?
N-I-E-M-I.
Niemi, Antti Niemi.
Niemi, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he still there? No.
No, he is on a different team now, and they played him earlier in the year, and he was horrible.
Yeah, and where'd he go now?
Oh, God, where is he now? Is it the...
He's with Colorado, is he?
Antti Niemi is... Yeah, he's currently on the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, he is?
And he was number 31 with the Hawks.
Oh, yeah. No, he's number 30. Yeah, 31, yeah.
Right, you
31
said...
31 or 13?
31.
Yeah, that's what I got the shirt from.
Okay.
And I guess what I got for my... I got a pair of pajamas. Bears, they're not Bears pajamas, but they're some football pajamas. I got a Russian hat with the thing in it. Is there... and I got some new movies. Star Trek, the one about Star Trek when they're having a war with the Klingons and stuff. Star Trek Klingons and Mrs. Doubtfire. I got.
Oh, that's a classic.
I got Mrs. Then I got Sherlock Holmes. The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes and the Scarlet Claw, and I got the one about the baseball one with Costner, Field of Dreams.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, that's I had that one. So and everything. So.
Well, I want to get back to the Russian hat. So you get like an actual, like, real winter hat with the big flaps on it?
It's got a hat with the, you can put it on, and you got, I think, there's a little plug, things like, you know.
Are there ear flaps? Like fur-lined ear flaps?
Ear flaps, and you got, you can put, I think there's, like you put where their pony, they have a little ear flaps, and you got their dope black tins, and it's supposed to hook it. It hooks on to your ears and stuff.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, that's gonna keep you really warm. I actually wish I had one of those because those hats are awesome.
Yeah, I think it's so. That's how I made out. Then I got a Mickey Mouse shirt, and I, like I say, a short sleeve Snoopy shirt, but it's I can wear them for summer, so I don't know.
Well, it's all right. Summer's coming. The days are getting longer. It sounds like you got a nice haul this year.
Well, what about Davis? Are the Cubs going to take him?
Wade Davis?
Yeah, are they going to keep him or let him go?
I would still think he's probably going to get more elsewhere, but I believe the Cubs are going to watch the market very carefully in case the numbers are more favorable for them, so I wouldn't write it off completely.
What'd you guys get for Christmas?
I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything. I got the joy of getting things for my kids.
Did my buddy have a nice Hanukkah?
I sure did. I know that.
Yeah. Where did that start from? I was just curious. I don't know.
What did Hanukkah start from?
Yeah.
Well, it started during an ancient battle between the Maccabean fighters and the Syrian army that was led by King Antiochus.
Yeah.
And at one point, while they were trying to save the temple, the Judah Maccabee and his army realized that they were down to their last night of oil for their lamp. But miraculously, the oil lasted 8 nights instead of just the one.
I saw my pictures of my the new baby that my nephew, son Bradley and Alicia, had on my brother-in-law's phone. The baby that was born 3 weeks before. The day I went to the hockey game with my friend Tim.
Right.
I saw her. She's so cute with black. She got black hair and dark hair. She's so cute.
Nice.
She was just born this past month, a couple weeks before Christmas. That's beautiful. But everybody was nice. I guess got along.
Good. What are you doing for New Year's?
I don't know. I think we're having a New Year's Eve party. We were supposed to go out for lunch today at the Paternos, but Nicole called it off. It's too cold.
All right. Well, if we don't talk before the new year, I hope you have a happy and a healthy new year with only good things, and I look forward to it.
I'm doing okay. I just wondered if,
Okay. Well, Bob, let's stay in touch, and I hope you're well.
Yeah, you too, and let's try and keep peace. Pray for peace, and maybe the Cubs will win the series again. I like to see the White Sox get in there too. I don't know how they're going to do this year.
I'm with you on all counts, Bob. Thank you, Bob from Niles. And there was some speculation that when the phone line went dead, that he was actually removing his jersey to confirm the number, which I think was possible.
I hope he got the Antti Niemi t-shirt jersey this Christmas.
That it's a Blackhawks one and not like a Montreal Canadiens one. Right. Okay. Well, Bob's still doing fine, and that's nice to hear. This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. If you missed the exclusive interview that David Schuster did with Bulls Executive Vice President John Paxson, stay tuned because we're going to play chunks of it. We're going to digest it. We'll talk about it and talk a little bit about where this Bulls team stands. It's coming up after an update on The Score.
With an unmatched team of Bears experts and a mission to focus on Chicago sports, Bears fans know that no one can compete with us when it comes to Bears talk. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme.